This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just babble.
Thank you. I work at it.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Seriously. Head over to the website. Right? There's a live chat room going on there. There's, just get over there. Give me your email address. Check out the stories. My recent story, you got to check it out. It's about King Obama, the edicts and the dictates that he puts out. Nobody really cares. I mean, nobody on the far left really cares. But wait, if we got somebody in there that did the same thing Obama did, they'd be screaming impeachment every other week, right? Well, at least they'd probably put it on the table about every other week. So I'm trying to decide whether to save this for later or not. This is kind of funny. We'll start off this hour lighthearted because I know where I'm going after the break. So Kimberly Moran's going to join us after the break. We're going to talk about if not Trump, then who? So anyway, did you guys catch this story about the stressed out guy? That I know there's plenty of them, right? There's a million of them. And then you wonder why I don't trust anybody. They're all on, there's something wrong with all of these people. But this stressed-out guy decides to become a goat. Yeah, you heard me. A goat. And don't go there. I already know where some of you are going. Don't go there. A stressed-out Brit was so fed up with hassles of modern life that he decided to become a hillbilly, as in a mountain goat. Now, Thomas Thwaites... Come on, where do they get these names? Thomas Thwaites decided to ditch the trappings of comfort in favor of roaming the Swiss Alps as a grazing... ruminant. I joined a herd of goats. They accepted me and followed them down to the mountain. He told the UK newspaper, I sleep in the barn with them and even eat grass. God. And he votes. No, seriously. His path to life on all fours took place in 2014 when he was in a funk about his life. Hey, you know, most people go drinking or turn to God. I don't know many people that turn to becoming a goat. He said, I work freelance, so employment is always regular, he told the paper. I was looking after a friend's dog Noggin, the British Terrier. I was thinking about what I was doing in my life for the moment. I thought, Noggin, you're so lucky. I began wondering how I might see life from his perspective, which is hilarious. Yeah. Well, you know, of course, right? Somebody lets you out. They feed you. They take care of you when you're sick. They cut your hair. I mean... as a dog, you don't have to do anything but sleep like 20 hours a day, right? You had to go there in the chat room. That's what I was saying. I wasn't going to go there. Oh, God bless America. Anyway, realizing that life as a goat would actually be expensive, Thwaites wrote the charitable foundation. Now, this is the other thing. Somebody gave him money to do this. Why can't I get this money? Give me something. I don't. You know what? I'm sure I can come up with something. I want to find out about this organization. So Thwaites wrote a charitable foundation, the Wellcome Trust, for almost $40,000, saying he wants to use it for science and technology to turn into an animal. But he doesn't really turn into an animal, though. After doing some research at the Royal Veterinary College, he turned to an expert at the Stafford University who specializes in prosthetics to come up with a goat exoskeleton. Wearing the contraption, the sheepish Thwaites told Gawker, some of us want to fly like birds. I want to gallop like a goat and be somebody's boyfriend. The Transform Man spent 3 days with a herd in the Alps last year. It was incredibly painful, he said, to be in the suit. It was fine going uphill, but when I had to stick with the herd coming down, it was a nightmare. He said all the points where the suit rubbed got blistered, bruises. Oh, poor baby. How did the real ungulates treat their fellow quadruped? The goats were fine with me, he said, to be honest. Once they got used to me, they went about their business. Didn't even look at me anymore. One particular goat made friends with me and followed me all over the place. I think he wanted to be more than friends there, buddy. Yeah, I don't have to tell you. But it might have been a perfume you had on. But listen, I know this is only a three-day thing. But you know what? No one caught me about this story. Somebody gave him $40,000. Basically, to see what it's... Basically, to see what it's like to be a goat for 3 days. My God, we should be able to... Come on, you guys in the chat room. You should be able to come up with something. I mean, there's got to be a way to come up with some money for this, right? I know. It's a goofy story, but hey, I saw that. I don't remember who sent that to me, but I saw that. And I went, you know what? Who sits there and says, you know, I'm going to take a few days off work, and I'm going to do this. Anybody you know? Oh, God. Okay, so in the next hour, one of the things we're going to talk about is the Black Pastors. I mean, they are all the they're just on a rage right now. You think I rant? They are really out of their minds right now with President Obama saying that the transgender issue is the same as the civil rights issue was, and they're going out of their minds. And I don't blame them because it's not the same. And then they're outraged at their guy, the guy that they put in there. Now you've got a black attorney general and a black president that's equating the transgender movement to that of the civil rights movement. You're equating 1%, a plight by 1% or less of the population, to what was 40 or 45% of the population back then. Yeah, that makes sense. Kimberly Morin joins me after the break. She's got a thing or two she wants to tell me. It ought to be good. We'll be right back. Don't go far. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctor's Don't Lie Guy. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Always a pleasure. You know, some of you young people, you don't get the irony behind some of these songs. All right, like, that was the Edgar Winter Group. And if you know what freaks were in the Edgar Winter Group in the 70s, you'd know what I'm getting at here. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And she joins us for almost every week lately. I guess she's got to keep me on task or whatever. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week. And, Kim, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I saw you getting extremely wound up in the chat room and on Facebook, so I figured I better let you on to blow off a little bit of steam. And you keep asking if Trump, then if Trump, what do we get that's different than what? Hillary?
Yeah.
What are our options?
Wait. So here's the thing. I should vote for a person who opposes everything that I stand for in order to prevent a person who opposes everything that I stand for from winning?
No.
You like that one?
No, but I'm going to add to it. Will he build a wall? Will he do something about immigration? I believe he will.
No.
You don't think he'll do anything? Okay.
Nope.
So you think every word coming out of his mouth is a lie? Now we don't. Yeah. We know for sure she's not going to. She's not going to do anything. I mean, we could actually go to Vegas and bet on the things that she's going to do. I don't think you can say the same thing about him.
Here's the thing. You don't know what he's actually going to do because he changes his mind like he changes his wife. You really don't know. And that's a huge, huge issue. Because, you know, if you have principles, you might change your mind on a few things because you get new information, but he doesn't have any principles. He doesn't have any core principles of who he is or what he believes in. Forget the Constitution. So you don't know what he's going to do.
So
you don't know what he's going to do. He doesn't even know what he's going to do.
Do we stay home?
I'm voting for Trank.
You're voting for who?
Trank for president. My dog, my bulldog.
Oh, yeah, you can do write-ins there, right?
Anyway, why, you can't there?
I don't know, but I'm going to write in, if I can, I'm going to write in Alfred E. Newman. You know?
No, I'll send you. I actually have Trank has a webpage.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that. But all right, so your attitude is it doesn't matter, no matter what, we shouldn't vote for Trump because we'll get the same exact thing that we get from Hillary.
No, I will never tell anyone how they should vote ever. I don't tell anyone how they should vote. Because it's your vote, right? It's your right. It's your vote.
Yeah, but if you're gonna,
what you will.
But if you're gonna flush it, I'm gonna jump in.
Okay, here's the deal. My whole entire life, I've always voted for the lesser of two evils as an indie, right? Because I don't align with any party. So I voted for lesser of two evils. This year, it's not even a lesser of two evils. It's like, oh my God, evil. Oh my God, evil.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, though, I didn't come to this overnight. I think you know I interviewed Trump before he had announced, right, that
right.
he was voting?
Yes.
I interviewed him, thought he was a nice guy, came off like a regular Joe. And mind you, I've never watched his show because I don't watch TV. And I hate reality TV. If I did ever watch TV, I wouldn't watch it. So you know, and I watched. I sat back. I had no candidate in the primary. I let Republicans screw it up. And that was what I said from the beginning. And so I watched. I listened. There were certain candidates, you know, like Kasich, terrible. You know, other candidates, where, you know, I reported on stuff that I found out about them. And every so often, Trump would just say something so outrageous, I couldn't believe it, and I couldn't stand it. And he pushed me more. He is the one who pushed me against him, not anyone else. Not anyone else's actions. It was him. Him alone. Not Hillary, because you know how much I can't stand that witch. It was him.
Yeah.
And I've never felt that way about a candidate, to be honest with you. In all the years I voted lesser of two indies, I held my nose, but I never felt this strongly against a candidate. Two candidates, I should say. Both candidates. In my entire voting life.
I don't know. I think people, and I think a lot of people put off by his attitude, his demeanor, the way he talks to people, the way he approaches things. I think that's part of his success, if you would. You know, successful businessmen at his level, they're not known for being sweet, soft, and squishy. I think that if we don't vote, I know you don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils, but if you don't vote at all, it's a vote for Hillary. You do political consulting.
No.
Well, I do political consulting. When you don't vote at all, it's like giving the other person a vote in and of itself because you're not even counteracting somebody else's vote.
But I'm in the Never Hillary camp, too. So my Never Hillary vote goes for Trump by that standard.
No. If you do not... Well,
yeah. You can have a close way.
You have two choices, right? You have two choices. Huh?
Tank.
I keep forgetting Tank. Okay, you have two and a half choices. I don't know. You know, I know they voted in a dog as a mayor in one city. I don't know if you can vote as president if that would actually work. But But I guess what I'm trying to come back there, here's the thing for me, right? I don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils. I've been pushed into a corner to do something. I'm not going to not vote. I'm just not going to do it. So I'm looking at even if Bernie goes off to a third candidate, you know, because some of his people are talking about a third party run as well. So maybe we'll have four parties that'll eventually run. So that's a guarantee for Hillary. But, you know, I look at this and I say to myself, all right, how much worse can it be than this day? That's number one. Number two is I'm not in line with you. I don't believe that he's not going to do anything he said he's going to do. I don't believe that he won't do something about immigration. I don't believe that he won't fix or work at the trade deficit that we have with China. I don't believe that. See, no. I think if you look at Trump's character, you look at the way he's done the things he's done. Again, you and I have talked about this before. He didn't build a Trump Tower with his own hands. He didn't go in there with a hammer and a nail and a screwdriver and put it all together. He brought in the people that could do it. He brought in the people to make it happen. And I'm glad to see that he's laying out his cabinet, if you would, or his advisors, if you would, because he's going to show you the team that he's going to have together to be able to pull it off. The mere fact that he said, "Hey, look, I've got to have somebody as a VP that understands the legislative process, who understands how to do politics." I'm sorry, I think that says volumes for where he's coming from. Is he as conservative as I want him to be? Is he even close? No.
He's not conservative. He's a New York liberal, and you should know that living in Massachusetts. I'm sure you've been to New York.
Well, they're all, even the Republicans in New York are liberals.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we got to go for a break. Because as much...
Okay.
Okay, yeah, well, because even so, I still believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stations and times are up on the website, therealside.com. We'll be back with Kimberly Moran in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You know, every time I hear that song, all right, this is going to show you how old I am. Remember when we had the 45s and you would spin them faster? So everybody sounded like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Every time, right? Canary in the Coal Mine. It sounds like these guys are singing at 117 miles an hour. I always get the biggest kick out of that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me today, as she does on a weekly basis. We were talking earlier about poor Donald Trump. They were picking on him. But, you know, Kimberly, the thing that bothers me is this. I don't feel sorry for him. The man can hold his own. I don't care about that. What I don't like is all the underhanded crap that goes on to try to win a race and the lying and the cheating. It's like, if you want to beat me head on, face to face with the facts. And if you beat me doing that, well, God bless you. You were the better person. But if you got to lie and cheat, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, as much as I don't like Trump, I have stuck up for him and defended some of the behavior you're talking about against him multiple times. I've written about it, you know, trying to deny him his First Amendment rights or his free speech. You know, I've defended him because I agree with you. People shouldn't deny him what he wants to say or whatever. Let him say it. Let him dig his own grave. But they shouldn't lie. I agree with you. Two of the things I hate the most are liars. I don't want to use the word hate because I really don't hate anything. That's a bad term. But two of the things I don't like the most are liars and corruptocrats. And those are the people I out all the time. It doesn't matter what party they're in. If you're a liar, I'm going to out you and I'm going to nail you. And so if someone's lying about Trump, I actually have defended him. So I agree with you. They should, you know, just play it fair and square, as should he, which he doesn't. So I've nailed him as well. You know, when he lost me, Joe? He lost me with that whole Michelle Fields incident. That's when he completely lost me.
Yeah, I remember
that. That scumbag Lyandowski, that's what I call him, Lyandowski, is from New Hampshire. And he has a reputation of being nasty to women. Yes, he does. He has been known to call women really nasty names in business meetings in front of others because he didn't like what they were doing.
Jeez.
So, I didn't know him before this. I think I met him maybe when I interviewed Trump, but I never knew anything about him before that whole incident. So, but I know a lot of people in New Hampshire, they were mad at me, pissed at me, because I nailed him.
By the way, pissed is a proper New England term used when you're mad. So it's okay. It's in the dictionary, I'm sure.
Is that okay to say in the radio?
Yes, it is. Are you serious? Have you listened to some of these shows? I'm the old guy in the room, and I'm rolling around dying when I hear some of the words that they use. So, listen, last week, El Presidente came out and said that, you know, he was going to force all public schools to open up their bathrooms to the transgender community. I'm curious. I haven't asked you, so I'm sure you have an opinion. You want to share that with us? I'm almost afraid to ask that. Well, never mind. I withdraw the question.
Trying to get me going.
Go ahead.
Number one.
We are on the air, though. Remember that. Yeah, go ahead.
I know. I'll watch my language. I'll say those bad words in my head. Number one, he can't mandate the states to do anything like that. He can't do it legally. What he's doing is, and this is what he does, and I've written about this before as well, they send out guidance or rules that aren't actually laws, and they will not give funding if you don't obey Obama. And they won't give you other certain things, or they'll deny you other certain things if you don't obey Obama. And that's how they do it. It is outrageous that he's even stepping into this zone. And I have, we have a gubernatorial candidate, Republican, good guy running in New Hampshire, and he went on a Twitter storm today saying, you know, instead of talking about the economy and jobs and et cetera, Democrats are talking about bathrooms. States' rights, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he went on and on and on. It was great. I wrote about that as well because it was perfect. They're talking about bathrooms that and 0.0001% of the entire population. And instead of talking about things that really matter to all of us, including those in the LGBT community, do they not think the economy, Obamacare, Common Core, and all those things affect people in that community as well? They're insane.
Oh, no, I agree. I just sent you the link to it. But I wrote about the same thing, and I basically went a little further and said, look, here's what bothers me the most. And the funny thing about it was I got emails from a couple of people in the LGBTQ community and said, you know, well, how do you really feel about transgenders? I go, you guys missed the point of my article. Now, more intelligent people got it fine, but they missed the point of my article. And the article was all about he stepped over the line again. The dictator-in-chief has decided, even though the Supreme Court told him he couldn't threaten states by pulling funding on anything. He's decided, who is the Supreme Court? I'll do anything I darn well please.
Exactly.
And then they got mad at me because I used the term that, Mr. Obama has a mental health issue. Okay? Yeah. And he either has a mental health issue or he's a bona fide thief and crook. Okay? And doesn't care about what our laws are. So
liberalism is a mental disorder.
Okay, I wasn't going to go that far, but hey, what I'm getting at though is that they got all upset. First of all, they thought again they saw the word transgender, so therefore the whole story had to be me hating on transgenders. That's number one. Number two is they had a problem with me saying that he had a mental health issue. All right, then I'll just call him a thief. Okay, I'll call him an ingrate. I'll call him whatever else you want me to call him because the Supreme Court of these United States, the one that he always says. We need to listen to that. We need to do what they say, you know, when they're on his side, obviously. But in this case, he doesn't even say that they're right or wrong. He just ignores them. What does that tell you about somebody? Can you imagine ignoring a judge's order?
Oh, you or I would be in jail.
Yes.
I mean, that's plain and simple. I think, and that's my whole point about this whole entire issue has been, it's not about transgenders. Doesn't have anything to actually do with them. The LGBT community doesn't care about them. There was an article written, I don't know if you saw it, where someone in this community, an activist, it's a hardcore activist, are actually ruining it for these people, said that the whole point isn't about bathrooms. It's about getting to a genderless, quote-unquote, society. Basically, they want us to all be a collective where we're not individuals and we're just the same. Everybody's the same. Did you ever read Anthem by Ayn Rand?
No, I've heard it. I've heard about bits and pieces of it, but I have not read it. No.
It's a short read. It instantly reminded me of that when I read that article, how they just want to have a genderless society. You know all these crackpot words they made up.
Well, here's right.
Genders? Come on. So
here's what shows me how confused they act. All of them are. Because you've got a group of them that are pushing us, right, to be genderless. That means no male, no female, none of that stuff, right? And then you get another group that says, no, 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 there are genders, but there's 59 different identifiers for genders, right? So even the group from within the group and the subset of the group can't agree with each other on what's what and what it means, okay? And then you get another group altogether that says, you can use Mr. or Mrs. No, you can't use Mr. or Mrs., but you have to use, and you've seen these, right? Z, Zi, Z.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right? And it just goes on and on. It's like, wait a minute. I would love to get all of them. Okay, you guys want us to take you seriously? I want you to you all get in a room together, right? Pick your leaders or whatever it is. And you do like they do with the Constitution. We're going to lock you in a gymnasium somewhere with no air conditioning, just water. And you can't come out or do anything until you lay this out in such a fashion where it makes sense. Because if you guys can't agree about it, how do you expect us on the fringe to figure it out?
Joe. They'll never agree on it because, let's face reality, there's only two genders, male and female.
Well, did you hear about the teacher in, did you do the story about the teacher here in California, in L.A. County, and she's being brought up on hate speech or hate crimes, or, I'm sorry, let me be more accurate. She's being investigated for hate crimes because she made a comment to an LGBTQ group that God created two genders, male and female. And it wasn't in a classroom, and it wasn't at church, so it's not church speech, right? And so
where
now she's
it?
Being investigated at a Catholic university, and I'm sure my producer will put it up on the screen. It's on my website somewhere because I did a story a week ago.
Oh,
and
you know,
go ahead, so keep it clean.
I was gonna say, I don't know.
All right, hold on.
You know, it seems
we got to go for a break. You can respond to this on the other side. And you need to, because this is just nuts. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly Morin joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting to be a part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, and tonight especially when I saw her bouncing off the walls in the chat room and on Facebook, I said, okay, but I better let her on before she does something really bad. anyway, Kimberly, thanks for joining me tonight.
I didn't even comment on Goat Boy. I behaved.
I know. We all, you know what? Just the thoughts bouncing around your head, my head, and a few other people in the chat room, I'm going, okay, this could be really bad. I need to get off of this really quick. you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So anyhow, but always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And, you know, coming from the East Coast, and I don't think people really know that, you know, Boston is a whole different animal, a whole different world when it comes to how this stuff is done, politics and otherwise, don't you think?
Boston is just as corrupt as Chicago.
Oh, come on. We wrote the book. Don't take it away from me. We wrote the book on this stuff. I tell you, every time I talk to my dad, he's like, you know, another Massachusetts legislator has been indicted, and mostly it seems like the ones from, what do they call it? The Speaker of the Houses. They get indicted all the time. It's craziness.
Yep.
You know? So, we started to talk about it at the break, and I already did the story last week, but it's still something I hit on with you because it's almost like you or I say anything about transgender, you or I say anything about the gay and lesbian lifestyles, and all of a sudden, right, what do we become? We're haters. We're this, we're that, we're the other thing. And here we have a Catholic college, an employee Now, she's being investigated by the police because, again, she said there's only two genders. And it was not like she walked in the room full of at an LGBTQ meeting and said something. She was engaged in conversation. They engaged her in conversation about, the gay and lesbian lifestyle, transgenderism, and that kind of thing. And she said, look, but the Bible clearly states that God created two genders, male and female. Now, nobody seemed to have a problem with it, and the conversation kept going on around that. And then all of a sudden, she gets the knock on her door. The police are now investigating her for a hate crime.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, and they told us it would never happen.
I got to tell you this. If there isn't only two genders, why is it that a transgender male is trying to become a woman and a transgender female is trying to become a man? Explain that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I hear you. I hear you. Once you go through the operation and such, shouldn't you just simply be known as a man or a woman? I mean,
exactly.
I'm just trying to understand logically. You know, you've had the operation. You would think you're done. That's it, right?
I actually know transgenders and transsexuals. I know someone who's actually had the operation. She is a physically, body part wise, a woman. Even though biologically she'll always be a man. But she was a man who became a woman. In between, she was transitioning, but transgender isn't actually a gender. It's one gender, male or female, transitioning to the opposite gender, male or female. Explain that to me, kids.
Yeah.
That's two genders. The middle part doesn't count.
That's
a transition.
Oh, I hear this stuff. The guy that you've got to reach out to and try to find is a fellow by the name of Walt Heyer. Okay, I think we have his phone number if you ever want to talk with him. Now, he was a fellow that went from male to female and then back to male again. And he talks about...
I think he interviewed them.
Really? Yeah, good guy. He's honest and open about it. He talks about all the help that the community gave him when he wanted to go from male to female. But when he wanted to come back, he couldn't find anybody who would give him two nickels to rub together.
Of course not, because it was defying. They don't care about the person, the emotional, internal. They only care about the outside visual. Oh, what are you doing? Is it going to help our cause? And that's what's really sad. Like I said, the community doesn't care really about the bathroom issue. It's just to further push the gender towards a genderless society. And an activist is the one who came out with this. It wasn't, I'm not making it up because I could never make up some of the stuff these people say.
Yeah, now.
And it's hurting the people who they should be actually helping.
Yeah. Now you're in New Hampshire. Yeah. You're Maine, Vermont is basically a stone's throw away from you, and we already know where Massachusetts is at. I mean, is the general populace in those areas, are they kind of like, yeah, whatever? Do they care? Do they not care? What's the take on this
care.
Whole thing?
No, they do care. The majority, from what I've seen, does care. There was recently a vote by a school board. Parents packed the school board meeting, and the school board voted to allow boys in the girls' room anyway, even though all the parents were there and said no. We disagree. We don't want it.
So the parents' will was not carried out.
No, is it ever? Rarely. Well, you're a school board member.
I know.
Probably got on the school because they were terrible before you got there. Am I right?
I got on the school board because, you know, growing up in the East Coast, career tech ed was something here that they weren't taking seriously. And that's the only reason I got on the school board. Now, when I started to see some of this other stuff going on, I'm going, wait, whoa, this what? You know, and parents that, you know, I get this on a regular basis. I have parents that write me letters or write me emails asking me why something's going on and why isn't and I've been able to over the last 6 or 7 years. I hate to line it up this way, but I think I was elected about the same time Obama was. But I tell parents, you can't wait for me. You can't wait for the guy on the board or the two guys or whatever on the board that you think are going to do something. You need to come up and be vocal. You need to let us know what you want.
That,
They don't do it, though, Kimberly. They don't do it. And then you get the email afterward. I say, did you know about this? Yes. Why didn't you come and talk with me? Because I just thought you'd take care of it. I can't. If I have 60 parents in the room that want it and one that doesn't or none that doesn't, the constituency has spoken at that point.
You know what? I fought 2 years ago in Manchester, which is the biggest city in New Hampshire. We fought against Common Core. Parents did come out to fight against it. And so the mayor and the school board said, yep, you're right. We're not going to put Common Core in place. We'll replace it with something better. So almost a year later, in the summer, the board and the mayor presented their new standards. Guess what? They were the same as Common Core, only renamed something different. We worked days and days, and I don't have any kids in public school, mind you. We worked days to inform parents, going to homes and handing out flyers. We were on all local television shows, radio shows, writing about it to inform parents, you need to come and fight this. Guess how many parents showed up?
Three.
In a city of 100,000 people.
Three.
Like three?
That's what I said, three. I know.
Yeah.
You know,
it's horrifying. You know what? You get, this is what I say to people. You get the government you deserve.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you won't engage at all. I mean, I would love to have, even give me 50 emails to take with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you have the proof.
Yeah. Give me some, so it's just not me talking.
Well, in that way, when you all show up, like we, 4.5 hours of testimony for constitutional carry in New Hampshire last year, right? 4.5 hours. Only three people were against it, and they were all paid hats. 4.5 hours. Guess what? They voted, the Senate and the House voted for it, but the governor vetoed it. You can take that 4.5 hours of testimony and say, hey, she did not vote for the will of the people because we showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest, you got to show up and you got to be loud about it. I teach political classes sometimes and give presentations about this. You can't sit down and just hope things happen. You have to be loud. You have to make things happen.
You know, you and I were talking about the, you hate it when people lie about stuff, right? You hate it when, you know, if you want to beat me on an issue, if you want to go nose to nose on an issue, bring facts. Let's not play games. Let's not lie because, you know, it just puts everybody in a bad spot. Well, here's what, remember the pastor who said that somebody wrote love wins and the word, you know, let me see, Texas Pastor Files, love wins and then the word F-A-G on the cake, right? So they found out over April when they get deep into the investigation, the openly gay pastor, Jordan Brown, said, hey, you know what? I was wrong. To perpetuate the story. It wasn't true. They didn't write that on the cake. He was just trying to bring the light, the plight of those people. And I'm going, you didn't. You hurt those people.
Yep.
You know?
This is what exactly. They are hurting by pushing this bathroom issue. They're hurting those people because all they're doing is making people angry because regular people who just want to be safe and go in their own bathroom aren't blaming transgenders for any kind of predatory behavior. They're blaming the psychos who already do this but will now take advantage of these laws.
You're up on the time, so tell people where they can find you. Quick.
The Federal Papers Project, Conservative IND on Twitter, and Granite Rock.
Perfect.
And the Political Hub.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Kimberly, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, next hour, Andrea Nelson joins me like she does every week. Pop culture crazies, don't go far.